This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 30th August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, it's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild breeze, while Jerusalem remains calm and clear. Haifa is slightly cooler with clear skies. Here are today's headlines. First, just in Ynet reports the U.S. military has attacked IRGC rocket launchers in Iran, confirming explosions on Larak Island in the Strait of Hormuz. Also, according to Israel Hayom, American forces targeted missiles carrying sea mines on Keshma Island in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post explores where Gaza is headed amid election cycles in Israel and the U.S., noting Hamas's continued dominance. Separately, the Times of Israel reports that weekend strikes killed several Hamas operatives, including an October 7th commander, earlier today. And finally, JTA reflects on Ratko Mladic's death, with a law professor arguing the fundamental differences between his crimes and Israel's actions against Hamas. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, reported earlier today that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law, rejecting what they call lawlessness and crude bullying. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, noted in a post from earlier that Hakeem Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced earlier this evening that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from Israel due to their trade ban on certain Israeli products. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military action in Iran. Ynet confirms senior officials reported explosions on Larak Island with rocket launchers targeting the Strait of Hormuz. This strike follows weeks of silence and heightens tensions in the region, impacting global oil routes. Turning to the related strike on Keshma Island, Israel Hayom highlights that American forces aimed at preventing sea mines from being deployed in the Strait of Hormuz. This action underscores the strategic importance of the waterway for global maritime traffic. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post discusses the political situation in Gaza. Despite various efforts, Hamas remains the dominant power, especially as Israel and the U.S. approach their election periods. This suggests a continuation of the status quo, affecting regional stability. Earlier today, the Times of Israel reported on Israeli military strikes that killed several Hamas operatives. This includes a key commander involved in recent attacks. The ongoing conflict underscores the fragile security situation for civilians in the area. Finally, JTA reflects on the implications of Ratko Mladic's death. A law professor compares his atrocities to Israel's actions against Hamas, arguing there are significant differences. This perspective may influence international views on Israel's military operations. On the economic front, first, from Israel Hayom Business, the well-known aesthetic brand, American Laser, is closing due to heavy financial debts despite being acquired by Kair Medical Services 2 years ago. Separately, CTEC reports that British company Rockhopper is preparing for a Tel Aviv Stock Exchange listing, potentially joining the TA125 index as it pursues drilling in the Falkland Islands. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that junior IDF salaries have increased by 17% over 2 years, with finance ministry data showing significant earnings for various military and civilian roles. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.